Junior, is where he is, child?
Yes, mommy, I'm in my room.
I hope it's G-Sat you're in there studying for, cause Thursday coming is G-Sat.
Every day you come and talk about G-Sat keeps stressing me out.
You think me not hear you, boy? You better make sure you're ready for the exam, but stress you out.
Mommy, I study. Ah, boy.
You better make sure.
A only for reasons can pass people for stress. Whatever the problem is, my friend, put God to the test.
Now, hold on and believe. Though we already won, we still hold.
Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. The Russell Primary School in Kingston recently held a Let's Get Ready for GSAT motivational talk for students. Today we bring you highlights of the session and provide some helpful tips for students about to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. Health practitioners and motivational speakers were on hand to provide expert advice to GSAT students at Russell Primary in Kingston on March 9. This as the school hosted its Let's Get Ready for GSAT motivational session in preparation for the exams on March 17 and 18. Senior Medical Officer at the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Rory Dixon, explains the three main areas that students should focus on leading up to the exams.
Starting with proper rest, proper nutrition, and a positive attitude, those are the most important things, because I think that once you've done the work and you've studied, the most important thing is being relaxed so that you can perform to your best abilities.
During the examinations, students should also employ simple exercise methods to help them relax parts of the body that are constantly being used.
Because exams tend to be very long, what you want to do is to ensure that they're relaxed as possible. So you want them to stretch their muscles intermittently so that they stay focused and they don't get very tired.
Senior Medical Officer at the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Rory Dixon. Grade 6 students, Sante Davis and Fabian Riley, say they are quite composed and ready for the exams. They tell us how they have been preparing.
For instance, I'm not good on maths, so I make my own questions on maths. If I did a topic, I'll revise that topic. I sometimes go ahead of my teacher, so I will know the questions my teacher will ask when she's doing a specific topic.
Honestly, I don't feel nervous, because when you feel nervous, you're going to mess up. So I've been studying the COMTAS, especially because I'm not an expert at COMTAS.
Grade 6 students at the Russell Primary School, Fabian Riley, and before him, Sante Davis. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean is encouraging students to stay focused during the exams and to avoid distractions.
There has to be effective eye and hand coordination, and at the same time, they must ensure that they are shading in the best possible answers. It's very critical that parents, for example, get the students to understand that sometimes it is not even about the amount of content that they know. It's about the techniques that are used.
Hold on to the dream.
Just over 39,000 students will sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, on Thursday, March 17 and Friday, March 18 in over 1,090 centers across the island. Students are required to complete 5 subjects, namely mathematics, social studies, integrated science, communication task, and language arts. GSAT is Jamaica's national high school entrance test. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Shanari Ferron, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.